interesting because a lot of people like Dele.
I like Dele. I love Dele.
And even Australian people who don't like basketball, if he's play, especially if he's playing on a really good team, people will take notice.
You know the thing I like about Dele the most?
He's a hard nut.
Exactly. He's that classic Aussie you root for. Like, Bogut's not. Do you know what I mean?
I've rooted for all Aussies.
Ba-da-boom-sh. Like, Andrew Bogut doesn't have that feel to him, that vibe. Like, I don't...
He's got too big of a head now.
Yeah, I don't want to root for Andrew Bogut. Like...
Yeah, I'm not rooting for him either. You're a sicko.
Oi!
You haven't started recording yet.
Well, you know me, Vince.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Minnesota!
Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Watch out. Here it comes. Every week I get you. Every week.
don't put our deli on.
No, 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 no.
Because you know people out there are stealing. You know who you are out there. I'm watching you.
We get our eye on you, see?
Yeah, see?
Oh, man. It feels like a long time since our last show. Everyone will be happy that I have my voice back, maybe.
Yeah, no, it's good to be back, finally.
Mm.
I mean, I was ready to go Sunday, but someone fell asleep. For once, it wasn't me.
So, as you are well aware, Vince, I should explain to our listeners that, you know, I think I'm three weeks away, my wedding.
I thought it was shorter than that.
No, 3 weeks now.
Okay.
Under 3 weeks now, I should say. Under 3 weeks.
You should know. It's your wedding.
Yeah. I think. Hang on. I can't count past my fingers, that's all. But I didn't want to just stop recording. So what the VinRock and I thought we'd do, we got a great response from all the Courtside members and our fans across the world. They really loved what we did with the Courtside Presents, a new type of show we introduced this year. You know, they love the Christmas special we did. They love Fridge Full of Haterade. Got a lot of feedback for that. So we thought we'd pre-record a few Courtside Presents shows so we can feed them out to you while obviously I'm on the honeymoon. Hey, and if I get the chance to record on the honeymoon, maybe I will. Just saying.
You are an idiot.
Just saying.
You are a fool. There's many things to do on your honeymoon, and recording ain't one of them. Do you know what honeymoon's for?
Unless you're recording the right things. Hey, just saying.
If you need a cameraman, I'll buy
one. That's kind of gross in a year. Our friendship would have hit a hole. It's just awkward after that. We'd become the awkward podcast. Earlier in the week, I threw up. I did throw up as well. I put up on the Courtside Facebook page, all caps Courtside, for any ideas for any upcoming Courtside Presents shows. And we've had a few good ideas. One, I won't mention the name just yet. I am definitely using, and we'll send out a Courtside prize pack. But if you have any ideas or anything you want us to talk about that you feel should get the Courtside Presents treatment, please jump to Facebook. It's all caps Courtside, and just leave us a little note of the idea. And hey, if we choose to use it, you know, we might put a little twist on it, but if we choose to use your idea, yeah, I'm going to send out a little special Courtside package for you guys. If you are having trouble locating the Facebook page, just head to our website, www.crtsde, and you'll find all the links there. So you shouldn't have any problems. And hey, free prizes are pretty cool. So
Hank likes sending out his packages. So
hang on.
Oh, I'm delirious.
So dirty. You always got to take it down that lane.
Yeah, I'm a dirty guy.
So normally, Vince, what would happen during our mini-sodes, we'd, you know, ramble on, a little bit off topic, a little bit on topic, and maybe might mention stuff like, I don't know, what's happening in the league this week. You know, Big Baby getting sent to the locker room a little bit early by Doc Rivers or whatever the latest little happenings are.
DeMarcus Cousins absolutely bawling and you're not mentioning it.
We might talk about DeMarcus Cousins releasing an R&B album.
April Fool's joke.
But we're not going to, because this week I asked you guys on Facebook what topics or teams you'd like to hear about on this week's show. Courtside member Gavin Sylvie, he needs answers. He threw a whole ton of topics at us. So I thought, you know what, let's dive into the Facebook questions straight away. He wants to know about our draft preview, lottery odds, are the Pacers shit or just acting? Is Nash done? The race for the eighth in the West? Is K-Love gone? What's the key for the Heat, the three-peat? Can anyone beat the Spurs? What can the Lakers do in the offseason? And how good can the Bulls be next year? That is a lot of topics. So I thought we're going to dive into those. Then we're going to jump to some of our other questions from our other courtside faithfuls. And let's get this on the roll.
A lot of questions there. I'm lost already.
So our draft preview and our lottery odds, I'm going to leave because we might give that its own little show sometime in the future. Are the Pacers shit or just acting?
Well, they're definitely not shit. Well, if you'd noticed today, Roy Hibbert came out and said there's a lot of selfish dudes, and maybe there's just some locker room turmoil that's just put them off kilter a bit. Maybe yep. Not playing for each other, not playing together, and a bit of angst out on the court.
Do you think they're having a little bit of trouble? I mean, they jumped out the gates early. They're on absolute fire. They looked like they had really turned a corner as far as the franchise and where they're headed. The last 2 months, though, they've really stumbled. Do you think they're struggling a little bit? You know, maybe got a little bit ahead of themselves, overachieved a little bit earlier on in the year, and are just having a little bit of trouble now handling the number one spot?
I don't think they got ahead of themselves.
No?
pardon me. No, because they were motoring. And even before they got Evan Turner, because I've seen some people saying, oh, Evan Turner's, you know...
The reason. That's not true at all. They were stumbling before that move.
Yeah, and that's why I thought getting a guy like Evan Turner was just the tonic they needed. But so something's going on there. I don't know, maybe Bynum's hooking into someone's missus. I don't know.
I've got to say, I'm a little bit disappointed that coaching staff haven't sort of clamped down and sorted this out. I go back to that Miami game where... You know, they'll feed in Hibbert early in the post and looking at going at him. I mean, he had that massive first quarter against the Heat, but they looked to have gone away from that. David West comes out in the press and says that, you know, that the Pacers now look vulnerable and are not playing a good brand of basketball. And I tend to agree. I mean, they've lost their fear factor.
Well, maybe it is Hibbert causing the trouble because he's not getting a lot of shots.
Mm.
And I just feel like Hibbert's the type of guy that needs... touches early to get going.
Do you get the feeling that it's taken lesser opponents? Like, they're getting up for these big games, but against lesser opponents, they're just taking them too lightly?
Well, if they are, it's crazy because they had the Heat on their asses for this home court advantage. Mm-hmm. So surely that's got to motivate you. That was their motivation all year.
Home court advantage.
So I don't think that's the case. There's something else going on, and if they fail in the playoffs and not get to the NBA Finals, it'll all come out.
I suppose my biggest fear for the Pacers is, unlike the Miami Heat, I don't feel that the Pacers can cruise through the regular season and then hit a switch come playoff time.
No, I agree. And they have to have a sit down now, yesterday, clear the air.
Yep. Because there's, what, under 10 games now left in the season? They need to be stomping teams from here on out.
They need to look at each other and say, are we going to waste this season? Because we've won a lot of games, we've got a hell of a lot of talent, we've got a chance to win a chip. We need to pull together and pull in the same direction.
I mean, the Spurs game today, you know, you could see the frustration on Hibbert's face, you know, especially playing against his mentor, Tim Duncan. I mean, that game, you know what, you can wipe clean, but from here on out, you know, this Indiana team, they really need to turn it around because, yeah, like I said, I just don't feel like they have that switch.
I saw Hibbert's numbers today. They were atrocious, but... That's my point. Like I've said before, especially against a team like the Spurs, wouldn't you establish Hibbert inside early?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would be. Just get him going early and get him moving and motoring and, you know, put some pressure on the Spurs bigs because the Spurs are quite a big team, but just didn't happen. Maybe Hibbert's a big part of it. Maybe what if Hibbert asked for a trade at the end of the year? I mean, they're stuffed.
Yeah. I don't see that happening, but I just think maybe...
Either do I, but...
They need to turn some kind of corner real soon, real quick, or else what a shame.
Well, their two main guys, when Hibbert's rolling, their two main guys are George and Hibbert. West is third.
They're 52 and 23 now. They're second now in the Eastern Conference. They've let that lead on Miami go, and Miami's now ahead by, you know, about a game.
Well, it looks like they won't win 60 games now. Where that really before we were going, gee, these guys are going to win 62, 65 games maybe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they've just got to clear the air. They really have to.
A little bit of Lakers talk now, Vince. One of the other parts to Gavin Silvey's question was, is Nash done? I say no. We've talked about this before on previous shows. I just wanted to bring up a small little piece I read today coming out of the Lakers brass that, you know, they're looking to keep Nash on.
Yeah, I saw that.
As part of, I suppose, salary reasons.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm quite happy for Nash to stay along. And, you know, may as well eat his salary up for that 1 year instead of spreading it out. It'll give us a little bit more money for the next, after he's gone. So, and I've said in the past, shut him down. I know he wants to play, but I'd shut him down. I like the fact they looked at the youngsters. Shut him down. If his body heals up, like I hope it does, he can still be effective. And even if he comes off the bench and plays 20 minutes, he can still get 8, 9, 10 assists in 20 minutes. He's that good.
Yeah.
And he hasn't lost a lot. He's still a great shooter. He's still got plenty of speed and agility for a 40-year-old. He's just got to get the body right.
Yeah.
And I know the odds of that happening at 40 are probably not the best.
But if anyone can do it,
it's Steve Nash, because he's looked after himself.
That's what I mean. As we said on our last show, last time I recorded, you know, it's not as if he's unfit. Do you know what I mean? He's just injured. Like, a big difference. Like, if he was out of shape, not fit, then I would say, you know what, hang him up. But Steve Nash, impeccable shape.
Yeah, I'm a bit jealous because he's like 3 years older than me, and I'm about 3 or 4 Steve Nashes.
Let's jump now from that, because I'm sure you'll cover that a bit later on. But race for the 8th seed in the West. Now, at the moment, we are currently tied. Dallas, Memphis, and Phoenix all split with 44 wins, 30 losses. I don't want Memphis to make the playoffs. Now, you may be sitting there thinking, oh, yeah?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's good. They just don't deserve it. I just don't feel they deserve it. Like, I'm a Memphis fan, but honestly, it would just be a shame if this Phoenix team couldn't slide into 8. I just feel like Memphis don't deserve it at all. I mean, and, you know, it's almost, not that I want to punish the players, because I love the guys, but I just want to punish the management.
And Dave Yeager, is it?
I just want to punish him real bad.
I just, you know, Dave Yeager might be a really nice guy, but I just hate him because he replaced Holland. So I'm sorry, Mr. Yeager. But,
he's on the shoot list. He's on the shoot list.
You're on the shoot list, buddy. You're on the dirt sheet.
It was like Mike Brown taking over the Lakers. I mean.
Well, hey, that was a good signing.
You like it.
I liked it. I think Mike
Everyone else wanted Phil back, but I'm just saying.
Oh, I wanted Phil back too. Mike Brown's a good coach. It's funny when they won, before they won 6 in a row, it was like, more, all of them on Twitter, the usual suspects on Twitter who flip-flop, just like Italy in the World War II, they flip-flopped. My country, by the way, so I can say that. Mike Brown, he's poo, he can't coach, and they win 6 in a row. Well, geez, Mike Brown's doing well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, all of a sudden you can coach, can he? I mean, you can always do, oh, God, they shoot me.
I mean, look, with a handful of games left in the season now, Dallas, Memphis, and Phoenix, this is all going to come down to schedule. And the team that takes a night off in this last sort of, you know, 8 to 9 games are going to be the ones sitting in ninth seed and going home early.
I'm telling you now, mate. Dirk Nowitzki's going to lead Dallas in the playoffs.
Well, Dallas are playing quite well.
They are.
They are playing quite well.
Nobody picked it. I picked it.
You did pick it. Six and four in their last 10. The same as Memphis. And Phoenix is 8-2 in their last 10. So
showing a bit of form there.
Yeah, Dragic came out today and said that, you know, basically kind of, I don't want to say called out his teammates, but maybe he tried to light the fire a little bit under them, saying that, you know, they need to be more focused on, you know, wanting to make the playoffs.
Yeah, how harsh is it? You know, you probably win 48 games and you miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a brutal conference.
Brutal conference. But no one is going to sit here and I just feel it'll be a real shame to their season, you know, what they've done this year and what they've accomplished if they don't make it. I mean, we'll all throw that whole thing up that, well, no one had any real high expectations for them anyway. But I just feel like if they don't make it, it'll be just a real shame for their season because they've had an incredible one.
Yeah, they have. Maybe they should just If the East sucks, you just take two teams that just missed out from the West and chuck them in the East, just to even it up a bit. Yeah, but I mean, Phoenix, to me, is just a surprise packet. It's crazy to think they've won 44 games. I mean, I don't like Phoenix at all, but it's still, I've got to give them some credit there, some props.
They're ahead of Minnesota, they're ahead of New Orleans, Denver, Sacramento, the Lakers, and Utah. So for a team that we all thought they were going to finish bottom of the division, they've turned some heads. You know, there's still time. I mean, like I said, it's just going to be one of these three teams. There's going to be a stretch where they're just not engaged, they didn't come to play, and it's going to cost them.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And by the end of it, it could just be that one game.
Yeah, you're probably right there. It will be a game. It'll be...
So they've got to have this Phoenix team, this Memphis team, this Dallas team, all of them, they've got to put their hard hats on because, you know what, making AFC, they've got to grind it out now. All right, let's jump to this another section of the request from Gavin Silvey. He wants to know, is K-Love gone?
Oh, look, honest to God, I hope he's not. But in saying that, I'll definitely take him if he wants to leave. Because I do like Minnesota, but like I've said to Joey in the past, the beating louder and louder each day that he's gone.
I mean,
and the Lakers are putting a package together as we speak.
Packaging up a draft pick, are you?
Yeah, be draft picking whoever the hell they want.
36-37 on the season so far. What are they, 4-6 in their last 10? On a two-game losing streak, lost again today. I mean, it just feels like what a wasted season.
They just don't beat.
I mean, last year we had all the injuries, Vince. This year they didn't have that excuse.
Yeah, but they don't beat teams you expect them to beat. And but then they come out and beat Oklahoma City or Dallas or someone, or someone good. And
they're like,
where was this against Charlotte?
You know what they're like? Oh, that Charlotte game was... No one had an answer for Al Jefferson. Let's jump from the Timberwolves. What's the key for the Heat to win the three-peat?
I think the keys for the three-peat, fresh legs. I think somehow they've got to just find some rest for James, Wade, Bosch. I think Chris Anderson as well. He's a massive key for them. He has to play well. He needs to give them rim protection. I think Odin's not as big a key, but he's going to be important in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what you're going to get from James, Wade, and Bosch. I think Mario Chalmers will have to step up a fraction. I'm not worried about Ray Allen. He'll turn up when the going gets tough. But they're my biggest concerns. Can they get some fresh legs?
For me,
rest into them, because they've had, geez, like we said it before, a lot of miles on those legs.
Yeah, look, for me, this Miami team, for them to win the three-peat, the other players other than LeBron James need to show up. They need Bosch hitting those boards. You know, they need him spreading the floor with his mid-range game. They need Wade to be that explosive spark, you know, cause havoc, get to the line, as we know Wade can. They really need Battier to show up because they don't have the luxury of Mike Miller anymore, who they let go for dirt cheap. As much as we hang crap on Thumbs Miller, as was pointed out to me today by a Miami fan, he's a hustle guy.
He is.
He'll rebound. He'll spread the floor.
He does that.
And have we really seen that from Battier this year?
Don't forget they've got Rashard Lewis.
Have we really seen that from Battier this year?
No, Battier's struggling, safe to say. I wouldn't have the utmost confidence in him to turn up this close.
Mm.
What is Battier now, 36?
He's getting old. He's getting on. He has a weird head, man. I'm sorry.
His hairline starts really low at the front, doesn't it?
He's got those head wrinkles.
Nothing wrong with head wrinkles, mate.
Head wrinkles. You know, like if you shave someone's head and they've got the head wrinkles? It ears me.
Don't be sensitive.
Can anyone beat the Spurs, Vince?
God, I hope so. I really hope so. They're peaking at the right time, aren't they?
What's their win streak now?
18.
18 games.
God damn it. How do they do it? They're so old.
Every year we count them out. Every year they come back better than last year. And you know what? They took that loss to Miami to heart and they looked so focused. And I suppose this might be the difference between, you know, Indiana and the Spurs. I mean, other than, you know, the core guys, you know, just being locked in and really believing in the system. But Popovich, he just keeps everyone in check all year long.
He's the second best coach I've ever seen.
No one gets out of line or else you're sitting on the bench, no matter what your paycheck.
Or he gets rid of you.
Exactly.
Simple.
Can anyone beat the Spurs? No. The Spurs have to beat themselves.
Well, Jesus, I hope it's not a rematch. I might just DVR those.
We're going to finish on this question from Gavin Silvey. How good can the Bulls be next year?
I think they can be very good, especially when they get Rose and Carmelo Anthony. Surely you agree.
I am not convinced.
Oh, of course you're not. Why wouldn't they be any good, even if they don't get Carmelo?
Look, I think they've got a solid squad this year.
Slozzers? Of course it's solid. You put in Rose and Anthony, there's potential championship.
Yeah, look, I'm a bit worried about D-Rose. I just want to, I don't know. How good can they be? Well, you know what? How good can they potentially be? Well, Derrick Rose was the former MVP, so if he can get back to that sort of potential, then they can be very good. You know, throw in the fact that Noah's, you know, playing out of his mind and seems to be, like, really tapping into his potential. I mean, if they can add another piece in the offseason, they let Deng go for a reason, so you've got to assume that they're making a run at someone else, someone who maybe can help them a bit more on a consistent basis. Jimmer.
Has he played at all, Jimmer?
Dog minutes.
Then why sign him?
Well, you know what? I just think with Thibs that he's not going to play you unless you know the system. You know, he's not just going to throw out, especially where they are. They're at a delicate spot of the year and trying to go a little bit deeper. Fourth in the East right now. Next season, they've got to let Boozer go. They've got to just give that power forward slot to Taj Gibson.
That's one of the moves I'd make.
Because he is a poster-making machine.
I'd only make that move if...
Gnidlaps.
Only if you get Carmelo. Because you don't need a four who needs a lot of shots. You need Taj Gibson who can just do the work for you.
Yeah, you need a workhorse. Whoa, that was a lot of questions from Gavin.
Maybe you earned more money tomorrow.
Woo. Loved it. So we're going to jump to... Our next question comes from Dan May, and he wants to know, do Oklahoma City Thunder have a chance to win it all?
That's a silly question. I'm a silly man. Yes, with Kevin Durant, Westbrook, Serge Perkins in the middle, clogging up the lane, fouling, putting up silly shots. No, I really do. Any team with Kevin Durant, Westbrook and Ibaka, and you're kidding yourself that you think we've got a chance, a massive chance.
I think they have a better chance without Westbrook. I know you're going to harp on this. I've heard other people harp on me saying that about this, but the ball moves much better without him. It's not that I don't like Westbrook. I don't like what he does. It's just that I really feel like he needs his own team.
I agree, and hopefully it's Lakers. They've made the finals with Westbrook before, so let's not get too silly.
And they also had James Harden at that time as well,
who didn't even turn up in the NBA finals.
So and Kevin Love proved this year that he doesn't need Westbrook to make it, so why not bring in another piece that can help you?
That's right, because Kevin Love plays in Minnesota. We're talking about Kevin Durant.
Oh, did I say Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Tell you what, that might happen.
Well, look, games I watched this year, I mean, look, it's been a bit hard for Westbrook this year because he's been in and out, you know, injuries biting him, but I just think this year was a real good taste for Oklahoma City, you know, for this upcoming off-season with, you know, the big draft. And, I mean, let's face it, there's going to be some players moved around. I think they could maybe, I don't want to say upgrade, you know, you can't replace what Westbrook does, but I think they could get a better team fit.
They should have. I've said this before. I would have done the Rondo-Westbrook trade. Mm. I mean, Westbrook would be killing it in Boston right now.
I just think if Westbrook ever leaves OKC, he's going to have the same sort of effect that Harden did, you know, when he got traded to Houston, that's all. And I really feel like, you know, it's nothing personal against Westbrook. It's just that they play better team ball without him.
Purple and gold, my friend. Purple and gold.
Our next question comes from the Slapbet commissioner, who's counting up all the wins and losses because the regular season is almost over, Vince, and we have a Slapbet on the line. And I'm ahead.
Yay.
The Houston Rockets, 49-23. Golden State, 45-28. Of course, for all you out there who don't know the Slapbet this season, it was that I came out and said that Houston would have a finish with a better regular season record than the Golden State Warriors. Vince didn't agree. A slap bet was put upon us.
Oh, boy. It's not looking good.
Ooh, they got some winning to do to make this up.
I'm growing out the beard, so it doesn't hurt that much.
Cushion the blow.
I got some spring.
Caitlin wants to know, what matchups in the playoffs are you guys looking forward to? And if you were Adam Silver for the day, what changes would you make to the playoffs and or division structure to make it more entertaining? I heard a good one today.
Hit me, because I got nothing.
Well, we've discussed this off air, you know, before, that it'd be a good idea if they kept the divisions, but take the 16 best teams, regardless of division. You know, you keep the divisions, you know, so that the scheduling still works. But the twist that I heard today was whoever finishes first gets to pick who they play.
That's silly.
I like it.
That's silly.
You don't reckon? I reckon it's great.
Well, you get to pick who you play. That is...
Doesn't it give them a little bit more incentive to finish first? Hey.
That is... Whoever thought of that should be shot.
I think it's good. I think it's a good idea. But I would like to see them change it to just take the 16 best teams. I kind of like it. I kind of like the idea. I think it's very interesting.
It's not. It's silly. I know what you're smoking up there.
Maybe, you know, maybe whoever finishes first of the East and Western Conference, they get to pick who they play. I think that's kind of cool.
No,
not buying it.
No, that's yeah. Okay, best 16, but then to pick it, that just don't like it.
Okay,
I don't like it. It's the vibe of the thing.
The vibe of the thing. Yep. Such a vibes guy.
Dennis Tenuto.
If I was Adam Silver for the day, I would take a look at the draft, though.
I'd go spend my money.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. I'd go buy some hair.
Hello, lady.
Zing.
Go buy some hair, no, because everyone knows we had toupee or plugs.
Ooh.
You could buy you a hair, please.
Oh, that'd be great.
And Joey.
I'd have to get it pulled from your back, I think.
I told you last week you can harvest as much as you want from my back. The crevasse is extra curly for you, so if you want some curls up top.
Right on. Curls get the girls. Well, we got off topic quick.
We just lost like a bunch of people. Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.